Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But the markets aren't. No, the markets are kicking you square between the eyes. They are. I'm looking at market charts right now, and I'm not real happy with what I'm seeing because I'm not one of these guys that's going to bash on you because you invest a certain way. I don't do that sort of stuff. But I am that guy that's going to tell you that what you're potentially doing right now is ineffective and you need to do something about it. Because if you don't do something about it, what's going to happen is you're not going to get to where you're trying to get to. Now this whole market correction thing that's going on out there, it's real. It is absolutely real. What you're seeing in the stock markets is the erosion. You heard me correctly. The erosion of wealth that was actually built up in that stock market that is now evaporating. As a matter of fact, the stock market, as far as I know, based on the chart that I'm looking at, holy smokes, right at the time where we start our expo event in the middle of March, because we got expo going on right now in Houston, Texas. And if you're not here, get on a plane, get on down here. If you need tickets, send me an email at askal@luinc.com, and I'll make sure you get free tickets. And let me get back to the market. The market is giving back everything that it earned all the way back to 2020. The chart I'm looking at very clearly indicates to me that effective the beginning of the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo in Houston, Texas, all the way back to December of 2020. Yeah, December of 2020. Yeah, the market is at the same level it was in December of 2020. So anything that you bought since December of 2020 has gone down in value. Yeah, that's the way the stock market works. Now, anything that you bought prior to that is probably still holding some of its gains, but it's not holding all of its gains because you've watched the stock market go up and 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 up. And everybody believed that the stock market will never fail. The stock market never fails. Well, let me break your bubble because the stock market does fail. The stock market does exactly what it's doing right now, which is ruining your hopes and your dreams for a future financial freedom event. You probably classify that as retirement. Yeah, you've been building up this big bag of money and you're looking at your charts, you're looking at your portfolio, and you're realizing that effective today, all your money that you earned since December of 2020, it's not there. It's not there. Your overall value is down. Now, your stock broker or your financial planner or whoever you talk to out there is telling you, hunker down, baby. Hunker down. Because this is where we double down. This is where we do that dollar cost averaging. Yeah, this is where stocks are on sale. And you got to ask them this question. All right, so stocks are on sale. When did they get back to the point where they're not on sale, where I make all of this money? And they don't know the answer to that. They do not know the answer to that. It is too complex of a question to answer. I mean, you think about it. What, you've got a mutual fund, right? Okay, maybe you don't, but probably you do. In that mutual fund is a collection of shares of a bunch of different companies that reside in that mutual fund. And you buy fractional portions of that mutual fund. And that mutual fund trades in that mutual fund. In other words, they sell what they consider underperforming assets. They buy what they consider assets that will perform much better. And you're buying into that. So you've got somebody manipulating all of that. Oh, by the way, they make a lot of fee income off of all those trades. I just want you to know that they probably disclose that, and there's nothing wrong with them making money. But keep in mind, if they're making the money, then the money's not going into your account. Keep that in mind. Now, this is good news for you. It is good news for you because, number one, they disclosed. And number two, they're still meeting your expectations. They told you that they would help you grow your money at a 7 or 8 or possibly a 9 or a 10% rate. And some of you have gotten so drunk off the stock market. You went to your, I don't know, pick whoever your financial planner is that holds all your money. You've been bragging about, well, I own a REIT, and that REIT produced 18% return not only last year, but the year prior. Okay, it earned 18% last year and the year prior. That's not good enough. I have investments that doubled in value in less than four years. Now do the math. 18% plus 18% is what, 36%? So you're a third of the way there. You could get to that doubling effect in what, 6 years? I did it in half the time. All of that money that's sitting in those retirement accounts, it has to stay there. Oh yeah, you can take it out to buy assets, but the paperwork for those assets technically belongs to that account. It doesn't belong to you. The government does not allow you to put your fingers in your account. They don't allow you to touch your money. As a matter of fact, they put a 10% penalty on your money. But it's your money. But you can't touch it. We don't play that in the real estate investing world. No, not with what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. What we do is we go out and we find great assets that have potential to make us a lot of money. We acquire those assets. We renovate those assets. We put those assets back into service. And as we build up our asset count, we make massive amounts of money. When we come back from the break, I'm going to fill you in on what I'm up to. Stick around. When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, Investors Business Daily put out a report just the other day. As a matter of fact, it came in over the weekend. And what they're saying is that economic confidence collapses to an 8-year low as inflation rises and the stock market sinks. Yeah, there's no nice way to describe what's going on in that stock market. No, there's no nice way to describe it. People are getting slaughtered in that market right now. Now, there are people that are making money. There are people that are making money in that stock market. Because when you trade a position in the stock market, you have to trade it with somebody or something. The something would be an entity. Oh, you know where I'm going, right? Okay, not Martians or anything like that. Okay. But at the end of the day, if you're not making money in the stock market, it's because somebody else knows something more about what's going on in the stock market and they're willing to trade with you. they're willing to let you lose money while they make money. That's kind of how the stock market works. But the real estate game is, well, it's different. It is different. It's not as fast-paced. We don't have major exchanges with hundreds of people running around them, screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs, trying to execute trades, trying to do whatever they do on those stock floors. I really don't understand that stock floor. I really just don't understand it. I've got a good buddy that I met as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Yeah, the guy's name is Gerard. I had him on last week. He used to be a stock trader. He actually understands that stuff. And I'll tell you, I got to give him props, man. I got to give him props for figuring that out. But here's the other thing Gerard figured out. If he was going to stay in that line of work, he was probably going to be dead by the age of 40. Yeah, that's pretty much what he told me. He said the pace is just so incredibly intense. And it's go, 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 go. The entire time the market's open. Oh, and by the way, it's also that way when the market's not open because people are trying to position themselves so they can get those trades. It's nuts, man. And here's the other thing Gerard figured out. As he watched other people in the industry who were closer to my age, I'm 57, by the way, as he watched guys like me trying to compete in that young man's arena, he just saw them just getting worn out and just beat up, and their bodies were just torn apart. Well, okay, it's not like that kind of gladiator stuff. But at the end of the day, that is a rough life for somebody in my age group. It's a rough life for somebody in Gerard's age group. He's retired. He used real estate to get out of the stock market world and change his life. He's been buying assets that contribute not only cash flow, but it also contributes to equity positions. There's like four, technically five different ways that you can contribute to the equity positions of an asset and help that asset increase the value. It's way different than the stock market. And you don't execute a trade like that. You don't execute a trade like that. You take your time. You think it through. You study the market. You understand the market. And then you position your money in the market to where it makes the most sense for you, because wherever you put that money, it should be dialed right back into your strategic plan that you built that's going to help you get to that place of retirement. Now get this, in 5 years or less. Yeah, I'm not blowing smoke up your chimney. I am telling you right now that you could be retired 5 years from today. You could probably get it done sooner. You probably could. Many people do. As a matter of fact, we used to tell people it would take them 7 years to get it done. We had to change it to 5 years because nobody was taking 7 years. Okay, a couple of people were taking 7 years because of their financial situation and where they started and things like that. They needed more time, but not everybody needed more time, so we changed it. Okay, we'll get you retired in 5 years or less. I got it done a little over two. Our founder and CEO, Del Wamsley, he got it done in 2.5 years. Many of the people that you meet in Lifestyles Unlimited have gotten it done in 5 years or less. There's a couple that took a little more time. Totally fine. It's your customized strategy. And here's the other thing. All of the news reports that I'm reading right now, it's all doom and gloom. It's about the market. Here's another article that I read that I'm not even sure I want to share this with you, but it's an economist out of Florida. I'm not going to tell you his name, but the economist said, look, here's the problem, guys. We have a little thing called inflation going on, which means the costs of goods and services are going up. Even though wages are rising, they're not keeping pace with the cost of goods and services. Yes, Mr. Economist, that's exactly what's happening. And that particular event that you just described affects the middle class and below. Wealthy people could care less about the price of gas. It's not changing my lifestyle to pay an extra 10 or 15 cents a gallon for gas. Now, it's got nothing to do with the fact that I don't want to give any money to the Russians. Okay, that's got nothing to do with that, you know, because the politicians are like, oh, well, I'd spend an extra 25 cents on gas so that I don't have to give my money to Russia. But I think that's a terrible thought, because here's why. There are other things that we can do in this country to take the pressure off the middle class. As a matter of fact, when the current administration went in the White House, everything they did was like on day one was to overturn everything the previous administration had done. And it took us from energy independence, something we had not been at for like ever, back to energy dependent. So at the end of the day, there's stuff going on in this country, what I consider some very bad decision-making being made. And at the end of the day, none of these things that I just described to you are going to affect me. You heard me correctly. None of these things are going to affect me because I have gotten myself to a position in my life where I'm not living hand-to-mouth anymore. No, I have enough income coming in from passive sources that it exceeds my cost of living in my household. I have extra spendable cash over and above what it costs Tina and I to live in this beautiful house that I bought her. And I bought her this beautiful house because of Lifestyles Unlimited, because I did what they told me to do, because I was in a place in my life where it's like, I might as well just nuke my brain because I don't know if I'm going to make it. And in Lifestyles Unlimited, it's like, dude, you can make it. And I came and I checked it out. And I'm making it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you how. Stick around.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
The word esoteric, or more commonly esoteric, most commonly means obscure and only understood or intended to be understood by a small number of people with special and perhaps even secret knowledge. It's often used to describe knowledge that's only intended to be revealed to people who have been initiated into a certain group. So my friends, what that means is I'm assuming that you were initiated into my group of people that are ready to hear some of the most provocative information that you've ever heard in your life. And it's a completely different way to look at life, completely different than what society wants you to look at life. What Stephen Covey called the maturity continuum. And his basic concept in the maturity continuum conversation is that most people get older, they get taller, they get more educated, they get smarter, but they don't mature. They're not any better of a person than what they were when they were young. And he talks about three different levels of maturity. Number one is dependency. Number two is becoming independent. And number three is becoming interdependent.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, I'm kind of doing a little bit of a rant against, you know, some of the things going on in the world. But more importantly, what I'm sharing with you is that whatever you're doing for retirement, you don't have to keep doing it that way. Yeah, whatever's happening to you right now in that stock market, it doesn't have to be that way for you anymore. Now, I know that you're feeling like, really? It's just that easy to turn it all off? And I'm here to tell you, it really is that easy to turn it all off. It is totally permissible for you to turn it off. Yeah, you heard me correctly, but I don't want you to turn any of that stuff off until you have an alternate plan in place. You heard me correctly. I don't want you to mess with anything that you're doing until you have a replacement plan in place. And your replacement plan needs to involve real estate. And just don't go out and buy a house because you think it's pretty. That's not how you do real estate investing. Don't go out and buy a piece of land because you think that one day you and your buddies might go out there and you might shoot some white-tailed deer. That is not how you do real estate. Don't go out and buy a mobile home and put somebody in that mobile home to live in it, because that's not how you do real estate either. Yeah, see, what I just described to you is three different ways that people would think they would approach doing real estate as far as being an investor. And all three of those three examples I gave you, they're ripe with problems. Yeah, they're ripe with problems. The first one, you just don't go buy an asset just because it looks pretty. No, that's terrible. Don't do that. Buy the asset because you have identified something that is going to enable, that will enable you to improve the positioning of that asset in the marketplace. It is totally fine for you to go out and find an ugly house and buy that because you're going to make it pretty. But here's the other thing you need to understand. You have to understand the economic engine. You have to understand the financial metrics necessary to do this correctly. Now, it sounds like with all the big words I'm using, this is going to be hard to do. That's not true. It's actually very easy to do. It's actually so darn easy. You have no idea how easy it is. See, you and I probably have the same problem. We tend to complicate things, especially things that we don't fully understand. We start trying to analyze them and solve them and come up with a solution before we have all the salient facts, right? Well, at least that's me. May not be you, but that's my point. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we exist to provide two services to our members. That's it. Two services to our members. So you want to know what they are? Okay, it's real simple. The first one has to do with education. You have to understand how to invest correctly in real estate. You cannot go willy-nilly. You can't go based off of somebody down the street giving you a tip. You can't go based off of something you saw on HGTV, because flipping is not investing. Yeah, I just blew your mind, didn't I, when I said that? Because you think that flipping is investing. Well, it's not. It's not. It's different. Flipping is actually more like a job. It is. Now, you can make a lot of money flipping. Don't get me wrong. But here's the problem that I see with most people that flip properties. They give up one job for the job of flipping. Now, they tend to make more money flipping, but the other problem that they tend to have is that all of a sudden their tax situation gets blown up. And they didn't understand that it was going to happen that way because nobody ever bothered to tell them that they're going to be taxed differently because the IRS does not classify flipping as real estate investment. If you go dig into IRS code, you will find out that there is a big difference between investing as an investor and the taxes that you're liable to pay based on successful investing versus, well, I'll use the term investing, as a flipper, because it's completely different. See, as a real estate investor, I'm subject to capital gains tax. If I sell a property, Uncle Sugar is going to get a percentage of my gain in the form of capital gains taxes. But capital gains taxes tend to be lower than ordinary tax rates. Now, in my particular situation, that's really not true anymore because I really don't earn any W-2 income. Most of my income comes from other sources. And because of the way real estate works and the way I'm generating my income from those real estate sources, I'm actually in a very low tax bracket. I am in one of the lowest tax brackets I've ever been in my life, and I have more money than I've ever had in my life. It's totally legal. So you're probably wondering, okay, so what is it about this flipping thing that's so bad about it? Remember I mentioned capital gains taxes if you're an investor? The IRS says that if you hold a property for less than a year and a day, you are subject to capital gains, but not at capital gains rates, which tend to be lower than most individuals' ordinary tax rates. So you're going to be taxed at that higher rate. Oh, and by the way, because you're flipping, that income is going to be counted towards your overall income, which, by the way, triggers your tax liability bracket. Isn't it amazing how the government does this to you? Oh, wait. And here's the other thing that nobody bothered to tell you. The pretty lady on HGTV that smiles at you while she's flipping a house and telling you she just made $80,000. What she failed to tell you is that in addition to the variation of tax rates, you're classified as self-employed. You heard me correctly. The IRS says you are self-employed because you are working in a trade as a self-employed individual. You're a real estate dealer. Not too different than a car dealer, say a used car dealer, because you're essentially trading used houses, right? Well, that's the way the IRS looks at you. And as a result of that, they get to tack on an extra 15.3% in taxes, because you get to pay not one side, but both sides of the Social Security and Medicare tax. That's the way it is. So this is why it gets back to you. You have to figure all this stuff out. You have to understand this stuff, and we make it easy for you. As a matter of fact, we don't teach you how to invest in all kinds of different types of real estate, like trailer parks and stuff like that. Oh, because by the way, that mobile home that I suggested you could buy and put somebody in, well, that's actually considered personalty. It's not really real estate unless it's permanently affixed to the ground. There's certain requirements that have to be done in order to make that occur. And you can't permanently affix a structure to the ground unless you own the ground underneath it. It's weird how all that works. Okay, here's the other thing. Not every form of real estate is the right one for you to be in. We know implicitly that residential income-producing assets are the best ones. They're the best ones. And we don't have to prove it to you. All we have to do is just show you what happened to the world in 2020 when the coronavirus came on the stage. See, all these other forms of commercial real estate, except for a couple, were severely impacted. Retail, severely impacted. Office, severely impacted. Industrial, depends. It depends. If the industrial was on the side of essential worker, maybe they got a pass. If it wasn't, maybe they didn't get a pass. You see where I'm going? Okay. But everybody needed a place to live, did they not? And that place to live became even more than just a place to live. It was our tactical operations center.
Del Wamsley offers some tips on a better lifestyle.
I didn't want to go pick out properties. It meant I had to go work. I had to analyze again. I had to make decisions again. Got it done the very last day, just the way life is. When they became available, I made the offers. Interestingly enough, the offers came due yesterday. You had to have your offer in by yesterday. So I went out and I took a position of $7.5 million worth of real estate, and I went out and wrote an offer for $40 million worth of real estate. And truly intend on closing on that if I win the bid. And to win the bid, I offered full price with incredibly gracious terms to the seller so that I would be in front position to win the bid. I didn't try to negotiate. I didn't try to get a better deal. I didn't have the need to do that. I had the need to make a deal.
When we come back from the break, I am going to spill the beans. I hope it's good.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so for this segment, it's all about me. It's all about me. Okay, it's not going to be all about me, because I actually have to share with you something that a major entity did, and you're going to want to hear this. So not too long ago, there's an entity out there called Starwood. You've heard of them? Starwood Partnerships? Okay. Starwood Partnerships is one of these entities. It's kind of like a REIT, okay? And what they did was they sold a portfolio that included well over 9,500 multifamily housing units. Yeah. They sold a portfolio that contained well over 9,500 multifamily units, and they made a lot of money. As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing down here Is that what do they say? The partnership didn't provide exact figures for the total investment or returns, except to say that the project delivered more than a 15 times multiple. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you were in that investment with these guys for whatever reason, you potentially made 15 times what you put into that deal 10 years ago when they put this whole thing together. 15 times in 10 years. That's like what? 1.5 times per year? I'd say that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, when you kind of dig into the details of the financial reports, what you start to realize is that all the individual investors didn't really get that 15 times multiple. No. See, that's what the portfolio did. But because of the way this thing is structured, a lot of those gains are stripped out by the organizer, aka syndicator of the deal, aka the operator of the deal, aka Starwood Partnership. They were taking money out of the deal, totally legal, totally permissible. They told everybody up front what they were doing, and everybody that invested with them didn't have a problem with it. Okay, so let's be very clear there. So that 15 times multiple really was for the Starwood Partnership entity itself and didn't necessarily trickle down to all of the individual investors. And this gets me back to that whole concept of if you buy a REIT, you think you're investing in real estate, but you're not. What you're investing in is stock. Yeah, because all you have is a little piece of paper that says you own a fractional share of whatever they own. That's all you got? Yeah, you don't own the asset. You own a little piece of a piece of paper. And that's where real estate becomes way different. See, I own tangible assets that I can make a decision as to whether or not I retain them or I sell them. And that's exactly what Tina and I have been doing over the past year. See, in the middle of the pandemic, we realized that the real estate markets were very healthy and were poised to become even healthier, especially the residential markets, because all the other markets, they were getting their butts handed to them. They were. But the residential side, oh no, not at all. As a matter of fact, we rode through the pandemic. Now, there were some hiccups along the way. Don't let me get you to believe that it was like smooth sailing 100% of the time, because it wasn't. But I will tell you this. Lifestyles Unlimited lead investors, those are our syndicators that I invest with, and they did a great job. They got us to a point where we literally doubled all of our money in multifamily investments in a little under 4 years. So when those properties were sold, the cash came back to us. Not only our initial seed capital into the deals, but also all the capital gains and the profits that came back. And these deals were returning cash flow along the way. Cash flow that Tina and I used to enjoy our lifestyle. So when we sold all of these properties, well, we were down to two houses. Yeah, we were down to two houses. We sold something like 425 units of multifamily apartments. That was four different apartment communities, and we sold one of our single family houses. So you're probably wondering, okay, what did you do with the money? Did you go out and buy, you know, boats, jet skis, all that stuff you'd like to joke about, Al? Well, it was tempting. Trust me, it was very tempting. But I also know that if I had spent my money on that stuff, I would be damaging my business plan. And my business plan is solid. My business plan has done a very, very, I wanted to use the word excellent, but I don't want to give myself that kind of prop, very good job of getting us to where we intended to be. And now we're on the next leg of our journey. So we are investing all of this money back into real estate in a time period where the stock market is not doing very well. In a time period where Starwood Partnership sells 9,500 units and makes outstanding returns. See, everything that I'm studying, everything that I am researching, everything that I am analyzing is telling me that the real estate markets in the residential sectors will continue to be very, very healthy. I believe you will see an increase in values over time. And as a result of that, not only did we sell all those multifamily units, we bought a whole bunch more. So let me tell you what we did. Okay, so we sold one property in up in Dallas. We were in with our buddy Kevin. He was our lead investor. And Kevin had another deal that came available just as we closed out of that deal. So we decided to reinvest with Kevin. But now we have twice as much money with Kevin than we initially had. It's a good thing. We had two properties in the San Antonio market. They were about, I don't know, maybe about a mile apart. I don't even think they were a mile apart. So two different assets in the San Antonio market. Both of those sold. We traded those two for three bigger and better properties in the Phoenix market. So it was a 2-for-3 trade-off. Now, unit count-wise, we really went from something like from 70 to like right around 200. Okay, so it just gives you an idea. I sold another multifamily apartment community. And with the proceeds of that, I am trying to get into two different deals that are being made available to me by my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. One looks like I'm probably going to get in. The other one, I'm not 100% sure. But if I don't get into that, that's okay. I've got three others lined up that I'm actively looking at that would be just as good, if not better, than that particular deal. And I'm okay with it. Now, we sold a single family house. And with that single family house, we're going to buy two more apartment deals on the back end. Now we're just blowing and going. And as I speak, I'm seeing my realtor send me a note saying, "Hey, Al, I need to get the survey on that house." "Oh, I got to let you in on something." Yeah, she's asking me for a survey on one of my houses because Tina and I made a decision to sell another house, because when we sell that house, we'll be able to buy into two more apartment communities. And here's where my brain is at. I'm just going to tell you where my brain is at. And you don't have to agree with me. It's totally fine. I believe that the real estate markets are so strong right now. They are so resilient right now that we're going to see increasing in pricing. And to be honest with you, this little thing called inflation is going to help us out, because inflationary pressures is going to press our rent values up. Now, we don't have to go to top of market rents, but we would be fools not to accept what the market is willing to offer us. Does that make sense? So when you understand how multifamily apartment communities work, it's really a financial operation. At the end of the day, it's all about a financial operation. All you're trying to do is increase your net operating income by 10%. Because what we have learned is that when you increase your net operating income by 10%, you can double your cash flows. Yeah, that's the financial benefit that occurs from that. And you set yourself up to refinance the property, pull all your money back out, have absolutely $0 invested in that asset. That asset's going to continue to produce income, and you're going to take that money and you're going to go buy another one. Okay, that's what I'm doing. You can do the same. Come on down to the expo. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com, and I'll send you tickets. We'll be right back.
listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.